The True False Film Festival takes place this week, and KBIA has been talking with some of the filmmakers involved with this year's festival selections in a series, True False Conversations. I'm Christopher Husted. 83-year-old artist Peter Anton was only known in his community of East Chicago before filmmakers Dan Rybicki and Aaron Wickenden stumbled into his life. The film Almost There follows Anton as the filmmakers become his caretakers and advocates for his art exhibit, which quickly becomes controversial. The film meditates on artistic expression and the process of getting older through Anton's art and life story. KBIA's Michaela Tucker talked with co-directors Wickenden and Rybicki, who answers first.
Can you tell me a little bit about how you found Peter? The film revolves around his whole life.
This was definitely a project that was not planned, and it sort of evolved extremely organically. And in fact, you know, Aaron and I are friends, and basically we went to a pierogi festival to see the world's largest pierogi. While we were there, we were walking around, we met Mr. Pierogi, we saw a lot of dancing pierogies, and then at the very end of this long pathway was this rickety table and this man sitting there doing pastel portraits of kids and telling hilarious, corny jokes that were making all of the people laugh. And there was something about this guy that, I don't know, really compelled us, maybe in good ways and in ways of is he going to survive? You know, what's going to happen? And then he pulled out these books, like you can see in the film. And, you know, we immediately, upon seeing these books, felt like we obviously had come across someone who was making art in a way that was obsessive and powerful and to be reckoned with.
Because you became so close to Peter throughout the film, how did you approach that as documentarians?
At first, we were doing the project as a documentary photography project. And our initial hope was to literally just help Peter share a story with the world and to connect him to an art space where he could have his work shown. And so it's, as you can tell from the film, an extremely complicated relationship, as I think, by the way, it is with a lot of films and filmmakers. And one of the things we hear back from filmmakers who see this film is that you sort of showed all of the negotiations that often aren't seen in front of the camera. And boundaries are extremely difficult, and you can see that, but it seemed inevitable for us to kind of be involved the way that I think is often the case with documentarians who fall into being advocates for their subjects and caretakers in parts.
What do you hope the audience will take away from Almost There?
Peter's story, you know, after following him for 8 years, we realized that his story was one of perseverance. And we learned from being with him that despite all of the difficulties that he faced in his life, that throughout it all, his resilience and his spirit got him through it. I think that audiences will really get a lot out of seeing his story, seeing his journey, and feeling that kind of contagious spirit that he has.
There's a lot of humor in the film, too. I hope people definitely not only get out of sort of sense of perseverance of Peter, but I hope they have a good time watching and also think about the relationships in their life and the people that they have helped and the people that helped them and sort of meditate on caretaking.
That was Michaela Tucker talking with Almost There directors Dan Rybicki and Aaron Wickenden. I'm Christopher Husted. Check out the full interviews, photos, and videos from KBIA's True False Conversation series at kbia.org.